Quinicantera picks 106.
Big weekend for the Albany Empire, kicking off their season at home. Welcome to the show from the Albany Empire, Jeff Levac. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we today? It's beautiful Friday. I'm
just
excited.
Wonder what we call him. What is your position now this week?
I gave up.
Is it different this week?
Today I am guy who tries not to pull hair out while throw party for hopefully about 10,000 people on Sunday.
Yeah.
That would be great, huh? To get 10,000 people to the game.
It's going to be great, man.
I'm hoping.
Why one of the Sunday games? Is that new?
Well, the arena's booked. So there was originally going to be a concert today that canceled last minute. Then our roommates, the Firewolves, are playing on Saturday, and then we will be playing on Sunday.
How does the crowd react to a Sunday game, afternoon game?
This is the second one we've ever done. Last time we did one, we definitely had a better family turnout, a lot more kids in the stands, so we're kind of hoping for that.
Going to see AB at any of these early games?
I think he's in town right now. I know he was flying in either late last night or early this morning. So he'll be here. Whether or not he puts a jersey on, that's completely up to him. He doesn't really do what I say. He does what he says.
I don't mean play. I mean, is he going to go?
Is he up in the owner's box?
Yeah, will he be there?
Oh, you guys, I don't know if you've seen it. He's all about the people. Like, he'll be out and about mingling. I try to keep him like, I'm like, dude, let's do a line. He's like, no, I want to get right into it. I'm like, all right, listen.
What you just said there could be misconstrued. Let's do a line, AB. He meant cue.
Listen, you guys have seen me. If I'm doing lines, I must be doing them off a honey glazed ham. Like, that's not possible.
So I feel bad because you know, Antonio Brown, we got to ask questions. What stake of majority is he up to right now? Or is he still listed as a minority owner?
No, he at this exact moment in time, he and Mike are equal partners still.
Equal partners. So
he and Mike are both 47.5, and the Von Schiller family have 5%. There is definitely talks for him to grab more of the team, you know, but like right now, nothing's come through yet. No papers have been signed yet, so he's still equal partner with Mike.
Do you think you should settle the $1.1 million lawsuit from Shuki Diamonds before he joins the team? It's like, you want your girlfriend to pay off her debt before you get married, right?
But sometimes, you know, what do they call it? The crazy hot scale? Sometimes it's so hot the crazy doesn't matter.
He's pretty hot.
Yeah. Good point, man.
Did you know that ring, when he came to the initial press conference, was going to be trouble? You knew it, right?
I took one look at that thing and I said, villain from like a Hobbit movie. I knew it. I knew there was something wrong. I thought the ring was corrupting him from the moment it started.
Well, I'll be staring at his hands if he isn't down today. I want to see if he's still got it on.
Like 1.1 for him, isn't that like a traffic ticket for us? I don't feel like it's the same world.
Hey, I hope for his sake, yes.
I saw the Empire players out helping out at Dunkin' Donuts yesterday.
Yeah, really cool moment. We were over in Latham with Darius Prince, Nick Hague, and Mark Orozco, our kicker, and they were surprising people. And like, Hague has that Worcester accent already, so him and a Dunkin' just seems like it's a fish in water. It's beautiful.
Hey, and so we're going to the Empire game on Sunday. Players to watch Sunday and for the season.
Well, obviously we got the championship game MVP Sam Castronova back at quarterback, the season MVP Darius Prince back at wide receiver, Brandon Cisse. When he takes the field this Sunday, he will be the only player in the history of the Empire to play every season that we have been in existence. Mm-hmm. So a lot of great guys, a lot of great players, and a lot of fun to be had.
And so, you know, running kind of a new coaching staff running things,
that's
right?
True.
Yeah, it can be interesting to see how it works.
You know it.
Yeah, well, so Damon Ware has been a part of this thing since 21 when we took over. The other guys were guys that have been a part of this staff since the beginning of this season. So, you know, obviously with Coach Manasseh not here, we'll see some wrinkles. But, I mean, Ware ran the offense already. If anything, maybe we score more.
We could be in for an amazing, enlightened view of how talented they are. Anything could happen.
Jeff, what about rules? Is it the same as last year? There's been no changes to the rules?
So some big changes, actually. The Nets are back.
Oh, nice. So, I love the Nets.
Yeah, cool.
Can you play it off a kickoff?
Yep. So the deuce is still alive, so you can still score 2 points on the kickoff.
Okay.
But also, when it hits that net, it's a live ball. So we instituted a 5-yard halo rule, which didn't used to be in existence. So, because the guys field it with their back turned to the other team.
Right.
So now they you, you've got to give them 5 yards until they possess the ball. When they possess the ball, go ahead and wreck them.
I like the rule. I mean, that's safety first, but the off the net is a really exciting part of your,
part
of your game.
Exactly.
So.
It makes it really interesting. Hey, did I hear
something
about... It
brings Hail Mary back into our game, too, because you can throw it off the net late in the game and just, hey, whoever gets the rebound gets the rebound. If it's us in the end zone...
That's awesome.
This could have just been some bizarre lucid dream or whatever, but did they do something with the helmets?
We did straighten out the horse collar rule. So now it's a 360 horse collar. So you can't horse collar from the front or the side either, not just the back.
Okay.
The helmets themselves, we're still using top line helmets from our good friends at Roddell.
Oh, yeah.
Is that horse collar rule in the NFL, or is that just you guys?
The NFL, I believe, is adjusted very similarly, but I know that they're still from the back.
Oh, this is awesome. We're getting local football back. Arena football. Go to AlbanyEmpireNAL.com. Support the Empire, who plays Sunday at 2:30. You got a block party starting when?
We're going to do that right at noon. It's going to be inside the atrium because we didn't know what the weather was going to be. So, of course, it's going to be beautiful. But actually, the air conditioning will be very nice.
Awesome.
Hey, Jeff.
Pouring some beers.
I chose that photo to put up on the Facebook page yesterday. I don't know if you saw it. I hope it was okay with you. It's probably your most handsome photo.
Is it a dark room?
It's a championship photo.
It's a championship photo. Right next to the trophy. It's beautiful. There's a lot of choices for LeVac out there online.
You're right up there sandwiched between drag queen Scarlett Sagamore and Chelsea from the WWE.
I thought he'd appreciate it.
I let him know that yesterday. He goes, that's a LeVac sandwich.
That's it. That's what it's up. I mean, you guys want to pitch me on a good night out in the town. Those are the ladies I'm rolling with.
That's going to be a fun night, man.
Hey, if you get AB's ear, tell him we wanted him to come on the show, okay?
Yeah, he'll do it. Just be prepared. I have yet to see him finish an interview the way you would expect it to happen. I saw him on the one. He started just playing basketball in the middle of the interview and left. The other one on CBS, he took the microphone and took over the interview. So he might join. It might be Quinn Cantara and AB by the time it's
That's
over.
That's hilarious.
We'll have our finger on the dump button. That I know. Good luck Sunday, man. Thank you.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Right, see you, Jeff.
Quinn.
Some guy with a bra.
And Cantara.
He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants.
On PIX 106.
Pull up your pants, take off the bra, and be a man.